This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening. Hello. Welcome to tonight's share. I have Yahrzeit tonight, so the share should be the Nishmas, my late father, Zichron Nevracha, Shlomo Tzvi, Ben Rav Moshe Mordechai. The halacha share tonight is entitled Hachnosis Archim, the do's and don'ts of hospitality. Of course, it's squarely related to this week's parsha, Parsha's Vayera. We begin the parsha where Avraham Avinu is looking, searching, actively searching for guests. And the pasuk tells us that despite recovering from his operation of Bris Mila, he is anxious that there are no guests there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends along the Malachim. So there's an opportune time to discuss Hachnasas Orchim. We'll focus largely on extracts from the Chofetz Chaim Sefer Avas Chesed, which deals with this topic, and some very interesting points that he makes. But let's first take a step back. What do Chazal tell us about Hachnasas Orchim? So first of all, the Gemara in Shabbos makes two powerful comments. G'dayla Hachnasas Orchim yoytzeh me'ashkomas beis ha-medrash. Hachnos Orchim is very great. It's greater than going early to the Beis HaMedrash in the morning. Furthermore, G'dayla Hachnos Orchim me'kabolas p'nishchina. It's even greater than Kabolas p'nishchina, which means talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll see Mitzvah Hashem in Parashashir more about that. But two powerful comments about the importance, the greatness of Hachnos Orchim. The Gemara Brachas, Daf Yud Amud Beis, if you're looking at the sheet, it's the first box. If you're listening online and would like the handout, please email me, j.golker@gmail.com. The Gemara Brachas Yud Amud Beis says, Kol hamareach tamid chochem b'sich beisoy. Anyone who invites a guest to his house, ma'ale olof hakosov kidu makriv tamidin. The Torah attributed as if he has offered up korban tamid, a daily offering. That's the power of inviting guests. Bizman, says the Gemara in Chagiga Chof Zayin Amud Aleph, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kaim Mizbeach Mechapeh Al Adam. In the times where there was a Beis HaMikdash, when the temple stood, the Mizbeach itself would be Mechapeh on people. It would atone for people, the Korbanos. Achshav, but nowadays there is no Beis HaMikdash. Shulchan HaShel Adam Mechapeh Al Adam, says Rashi, Bachnosis Archim. So very important, the greatness of Achnosis Archim. The Shulchan Aruch, the Ramayan Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph, makes a very important point. It doesn't just mean inviting guests and socializing. The Rama says, we're talking about guests who are staying with you. They need a place to stay, and you're looking after them. But if you still invite your friends around, that's very nice, but that's not hachnas arachim. They're not considered halachically arachim. That's considered a voluntary suda. That's okay, it's allowed. But it's not considered classic Hachnasas Orchim. The Mishnah Berurah adds an interesting point. What if you have a genuine oireach, a person who needs a meal, or a person who's from out of town, who's staying with you, whatever it may be, and you invite other people who may be your friends so that your genuine oireach has company to make his experience more pleasant. So the Mishnah Berurah says on this halachim quoted above, that mikol makom mazmin chaveiro sheyovel lekovet ha'ireach oz gam hu nechshav koreach. So your friend has also now got the status of an ireach. Okay, let's press on. Let's look at the sefer of Avas Chesed. Now we know the Chofetz Chaim wrote many sfarim. The two most classic sfarim are of course the Mishnah Berurah and the sefer Chofetz Chaim, the Hilchos Lashon Hara. But the Chofetz Chaim wrote many sfarim. And one of them is Avas Chesed. So in the Chelek Gimel Perek Beis, he notes that the Torah goes to great length to describe many details of the hospitality of Avraham Avinu. And therefore, Shema Minoam, the penultimate line of that box number four, Shekavonas HaTorah LaHeiro Islami, the intention of the Torah was to teach each and every one of us, Lil Moed Me Avinu Hazokeh in Echris Nagim Im Archim, to teach us how we should behave when it comes to Hachnasas Orchim. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah goes through the episode and he points out various practical take-homes. So let's do this together. The bottom box of the page is an obvious point, really, that it's clear from the Pesukim that Avraham Avinu, despite being unwell and recovering and despite being, you know, of senior age, he is anxious and is looking for the Orchim. And when he sees them, he runs after them and he prostrates himself And he shows how glad he is that they have they've come his way. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah in the brackets at the end, even though we're not on the level of Avraham Avinu, we've got to go out of our way to try and find guests, but to make them feel welcome. If you want to invite a guest who would benefit you in some sort of way, you would make sure you would welcome him warmly. Well, any guest deserves that treatment, and therefore it's important to go looking for Achim and make the person feel that they're doing you a favor. Top of the next page, interesting, says the Chofetz Chaim, Achakach, Siper Lonu HaKosov, Eich Shavrom Avinu, Sivo Achamayim, Kadesh Yirchutz Ragleyen. Avrom Avinu, we're told, he found water for the guests to wash their feet, Chupshutai, Kipa'am Manadea Derech, Haraglayim Luchlochim. And the obvious explanation is that they're traveling in a sandy desert. Their feet become dirty, sandy, dusty. And therefore he provided them some washing facilities. Now, says the Chofetz Chaim in the brackets, we see from here, aside from the drink and the food that we provide our guests, we need to provide other amenities such as washing. And therefore, it's important if you have a guest, certainly if they're sleeping overnight, to have shower facilities, to put a fresh towel out, etc. Next box. Achakach bikesh Avraham Avinu l'arachim, shebetoich kach, sheyochin lohem eze dover le'echo, yishanu tachas ha'ilamos. Whilst he was preparing their food, they should rest under the tree, kishom toiv lius betzel, because there it would be shady, it would be more cool, and they could relax from the difficulty, the travail of the journey. And therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, you should offer them a chance to relax a little bit. A couple of weeks ago, we had a guest staying with us. He flew in on an early Sunday morning from Eretz Yisrael. He was coming to London for a chasna, for a wedding, which was on a Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. And he took, I think it was a 7 o'clock flight or something, leaving Ben Gurion. So he must have had to be at the airport at 5 a.m. and he must have had to get up at 3-4 o'clock in the morning to go to bed on Motzei Shabbos. You don't go to bed before 1 o'clock on Motzei Shabbos. It's tricky. And therefore, he told me he had an hour's sleep. So when he arrived at lunchtime at our house on Sunday a week ago, the poor fellow was exhausted. So I could sit there and make small talk. He was a lovely fellow, a Talmud Chacham, and it would be very engaging, very enjoyable to talk to him. But that's not my mitzvah. My mitzvah is to make sure he feels rested and relaxed. And whilst you offer him a coffee and you give him a drink and you sit with him for a few minutes, but really he just wants to rest a little bit. And that's exactly what we did. We made sure that he could go to rest for an hour or two before the chuppah and then shower if he wanted to. So it's not just that. So giving him time to rest is also important. It continues the Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim, in Avos Chesed. Gam hispoin in Avram, third box on the second page. Gam hispoin in Avram Avinu, he said that I'm going to get you some bread. I'll give you your basic provisions. And then what happened? Also, he gave him a very grand meal. And the idea is, tzaddikim, they say a little and they offer a lot. And so too, to make grand promises to our guests of who knows what, that they'll take them on tours of London and they'll, I don't know, see Buckingham Palace and have tea with the Queen and everything else. No grand promises. It's much better to offer a little, a basic amount, and then to perform and deliver beyond that. It continues the Chofetz Chaim, V'ofen asiyas, the fourth box on the second page, V'ofen asiyas asudihi V'ofen hayoysa ne'ela V'gambas rizus yisera, when Avraham Avinu delivered the meal, he did it in a very expeditious fashion, very bezrizus with alacrity, and he got other people involved. And as soon as a dish was ready, he brought it to them. He didn't wait and deliver it. He made sure that his guests were hungry, were fed straight away. And if not all the foods are quite ready yet, don't worry, bring them out. And if the kegel isn't quite cooked yet, you'll bring that a little later. But don't hold back the other food. They may be very hungry. And furthermore, as Rashi explains, he got Yishmael to be mechanech in the mitzvahs, he got him involved. And that's just a good tip, especially if you've got younger family and they're around. It's very helpful. It's actually a part of your hospitality to involve the kids, to get them to talk to the guests. And it makes them feel very comfortable and very at home. Then the Chofetz Chaim continues, Kosfu hasfar makbeishim. Of course, when the guests come to welcome them with a smile, with a happy face, and immediately give them something to eat, maybe sometimes they're embarrassed to ask. A good tip is not to say, would you like a drink? Because often the answer is no. But rather to say, would you like a hot or cold drink? What would you prefer? Or how do you like your coffee, with milk or without milk, etc. So asking in a way which is trying to encourage them to feel more at home, more comfortable, is also an Eitzah Tova. The penultimate box in paragraph 5, Issa b'Zoha, the Zoha says in Parshas Vayakel, al haposuk preis l'rav lachmecho, shetzorich balabayis lachto chatzichas lechem, that the balabayis should cut the challah, should make meitzi lifnei ha'ereach, the second point is an interesting one. Don't look at the guest whilst he's eating, and certainly don't look at his plate. It's intimidating, it's off-putting, and it's not only brought here in Avas Chesed, I think it's brought in Hilchos Derech Eretz. You shouldn't look at the plate of another person whilst they're eating. It's very off-putting. And don't look at him whilst he's eating. Also, interestingly, this idea that the Balabais is he's Chotech the Lechem. And that has halachic implications. I know myself, when my parents-in-law, for example, they come for the Shabbos meal, which the Baruch Hashem do often, certainly pre-COVID days, I would honor my father-in-law to make Kiddush, and he would stand up and make Kiddush for everyone who was there. But when it comes to being Meitzi, to make the Baruch of HaMeitzi, to cut the challah, I would do that. And it's not because I like the COVID or whatever it may be, but the halacha says that the balabai should do it because he should cut very generous, thick portions of challah to distribute to everyone there, that they can feel comfortable and eat, good, healthy portions. And if a guest was honored to make the meitzi, then he wouldn't necessarily cut such substantial portions. It's not his challah. He feels a bit less inclined to do so. I know that one person told me that he knows he was on a diet and he was allowed one slice of challah per Shabbos meal. And he said he should have seen the slice of that challah. But that's the point. Praise l'rav lachmecho, that the balabai should cut generous portions. And lastly, v'im yalina metzloi, if the person is staying, they're sleeping at you, yashkivim b'mitzah mitosov, you should make sure his bed is comfortable. And in a way, says the Chofetz Chaim, that's more important than the food and the drink that you give him, to make sure he has a comfortable room, that he's able to sleep well and refresh himself. Now, the last paragraph 5, is an important point. There isn't time to deal with it in detail. In fact, when I was preparing the shiur, I saw there was so much on this topic. Mitzvah Hashem, it could be a shiur for another time. But the concept of levaya, of escorting the guests, is very prominent in halacha. The Gemara in Sota tells us that with Egla Arufa and Sota Me'bav on the base, that a person, the whole parasha of Egla Arufa, that the elders of the city say, Lo shofkes hadom hazeh, we didn't kill this unidentified corpse that was found. So the Gemara says, well, did you really think the Beis Din killed this person? But what it means is, he didn't come our way and we didn't accompany him, we didn't escort him and provide mezonos for him as he went off on his way. And therefore, the halacha is quite strict about this. And even though nowadays, perhaps, the reasons are less pressing because it's safer to walk the streets, you're not going through uninhabited deserts and who knows what, and they're not bandits on the way. But it's less of a reason to do so. But certainly to direct the person to his destination is part of this mitzvah. And minimally to walk 4 amas to the person. The Chofetz Chaim says in the bottom box over there, fascinating story. There was one incident. There was one very hospitable person in town and he would have lots of guests and never he had a fire. And everyone was very surprised, you know, is that what happens to a person who invites guests? And one Godel explained that we know that Avram Avinu planted an Eshel tree. Eshel stands for Achila, Shtia, and Levaya. And this particular individual, he gave them Achila Vashtia, but he didn't accompany, he didn't escort his guests after they stayed with him. And therefore, you take away the Lama, the Levaya, you're left with Achila and Shtia, which is just Aleph Shin, which is Esh. And therefore, he attributed the fire to that, to the lack of Levaya, the lack of escorting his guests. And so therefore, escorting the guests, minimally, like I said, these Dalai Lamas out of the house, is quite an important feature. I'll just finish with one anecdote. Those of us here in London will perhaps have heard or remember Jackie Levinson, the famous Machnis Eireach, now is Eretz Yisrael. And apparently the story goes that he would have loads of people, visitors, Mashulachim coming, collecting for worthy causes in Eretz Yisrael. They would stay in his house in Stamford Hill, and it became like a motel almost. And every day there was a very large buffet breakfast laid out for all the guests, and the Balabos, Mr. Levins himself, would come in from shul, would have breakfast there. And sometimes the people staying there didn't even know who Mr. Levinson was. They didn't realize he's the Balabos. He's the person who's provided all of this. And apparently one time, Mashulach was sitting next to him, and they were both sitting and enjoying their breakfast. And the Mashulach said to Mr. Levinson, he said, "Tell me, how long can you stay here for?" And Mr. Levinson looked at him and said, "Look, I've been here 20 years and no one said a word to me." So that's a good barometer of really high level Hachnosos Archim. So there we have it, an interesting topic. The greatness of Hachnosos Archim, there are many Mamori Chazal about the greatness of Hachnosos Archim. The Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says, Archim are those who need it, and not just social friends, that's okay, but that's not really Hachnosos Archim. And then many lessons from Avraham Avinu going looking for the Archim, making them feel comfortable, not just food and drink, but also other amenities, giving them washing facilities, giving them time to rest, not making grand promises, getting involved and getting included in the family, fast and friendly service, being generous, not staring at him or his food while he eats, giving him a comfortable bed, and also escorting the guests after they leave your house. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.